Good to see you again, my friend.
Nice to see you. Thanks for taking an interest.
I watched this film and actually I got really absorbed into it. What a great dramatic turn. And this young girl, Chloe, does such a great job.
Oh, fantastic actress.
She is, this is her first film.
It's her first feature. Yeah,
Wow.
and we found her. We didn't find her. Our casting director, the incredible A.V. Kaufman, and her associate, Liba Zakharoff, found her. And Henry and I watched many, many tapes, and she was our favorite and certainly easily sailed through callbacks. And it was exactly what Henry wanted.
It seems like she carried this film on her shoulders as well as you.
She did.
I see a great career for her.
So do I. And I it's an absolute privilege that Henry and I got to be with her on her first movie.
Now, your son Henry is directing, writing, and also composing the music. And I have to say, I want to get a copy of the soundtrack for this.
That's great. He's going to put it on Bandcamp. I don't know if you go on that, but it'll be available.
Well, as we let's talk about the film now. I mean, obviously, you want, working with your son has got to be a bit of a joy. I bet you're proud.
I've been watching Henry develop into a filmmaker since at about 12 years old. He said this is what he wanted to do. And already then, the qualities of a filmmaker were manifesting. And I'd put talent probably fourth, because talent is essential, but diligence is essential. The need, not just the desire or the willingness, but the need to write every day, which he does. And the obsession with film and film history and film vocabulary, all of which he has. And then the talent.
Yeah, he's a natural director. I mean, just with the placement of his camera, the use of shadow and light, it takes years to develop that kind of talent unless you have an eye for it, which I think he does. Was he into photography when he was a young man?
Yeah, and I, not only into photography, but I started him out on film. So he had a film camera with a manual light meter, well before a digital camera. And then he got a digital camera, and then he learned Lightroom. He's learned DaVinci now, and I started out as his teacher and his guide, and now, as should happen, his knowledge has exceeded mine.
And that's a proud moment, talk to me about the character you play, because everybody has this dream of getting off the grid and all of that, but the reality of it isn't so wonderful.
And we really wanted to explore the reality of that. And we had a wonderful production designer. And Henry told, her name is Ruby Guerra. And she did a movie. We met her on a movie I did called Old Henry. And my Henry, who wrote and directed Asleep in My Palm, worked in the art department on that. And he learned a lot from her about production design. And we brought her on to be his production designer on this movie. And it was really important for us that every reality of what it would mean to live in a storage unit was addressed. And so if you look at the details of that production design, you have the hot plate, the refrigerator, the stolen electricity, the toilet, the slop box, every aspect of what it would take is addressed. It was a practical living space, that storage unit that
Wow.
was built in a storage unit.
Was it a bit of a claustrophobic shoot?
It was, and it was cold as hell. But one of the beauties of filmmaking as an actor
Yeah.
is that all of that informs your performance, and you don't have to do some of the work that you have to do definitively on stage, where you're on a stage in a built set. You don't have to do that work when you're in a practical location, and so that's something you end up embracing rather than repudiating or just tolerating. You want to use it and embrace it.
And we felt every moment of it. Talk to me a little bit about the father-daughter relationship in this too, because that's very much at the forefront of this film, is the love that you guys share as father and daughter, and the obstacles there.
Well, so when we cast Chloe, Henry and I talked, and I said, look, I'm he was in Ohio because he was still in college when we made this. And I said, look, I'm here with her. We've got to do this fight training. We didn't have the money in the budget for extensive fight training. But I'd had a good year, and so I thought, all right, I'm going to pay for serious fight training. And so we took a deep dive, Chloe and I, into Krav Maga training together with just us and a trainer. We did it 3 times a week, and we'd go to lunch afterwards, and we just started to develop this friendship, this closeness, that because I'm was 57 at the time and she was 24, also was imbricated with the father and daughter, whatever, mentor mentee relationship, and that just lent itself to the work. And then alongside that, it was important to relate as peers as well, because it's not very interesting to have scene partners with a status disparity. You should be equals. And we were that as well, and became close friends and still are.
Yeah, the writing on this, your son, it's a brilliant script, and I think it could be translated into a theater play, pretty easily. I mean, it's got that kind of guts to it.
Yeah, that's I'll mention that to him. He's been saying he wants to write a play. He's a composer, as well, as you pointed out, and he's doing the music for my new play, which hopefully is going to come up, go up on off Broadway, either end of this year or next year. And he's been saying, you know what, maybe I'll write a play. And so I'll tell him you said that.
Well, I know music plays a very important role to you. Do you hear rhythms and cadences in the characters you take on?
I absolutely do. It's the way I think about the work, because it's the way I was trained. I was classically trained as an actor, mostly on Shakespeare. And there's rhythm to good writing, even if it's not metered. Good prose is still has rhythm to it. And good dialogue absolutely has rhythm to it. Whether it's a deliberate and meticulous ry rhythm like David Mamet, or whether it's something that's loose like a mumblecore movie, there's rhythm to that too. And Henry writes great dialogue. And I think that's in part because he is a musician.
Yeah, but he also allows a wisp of humor running through as well, which is so important to any story about human beings.
Yeah, Henry has a great sense of humor. There's a really funny moment in the movie, which I can't spoil it because
Yeah,
it's
I don't
so
want you to.
delivered by the actor that even though I'm going to tell you the joke now, when people see it, Jared Abramson just pulls this off so well, where he's talking about, and this is just brilliant coming from Henry, he's talking about the song Creep. And how this girl liked the song "Creep" by Radiohead, and he says, she doesn't have any right to like the song "Creep." That's appropriation, man.
It is always a pleasure to talk with you. Our time is so short. I'd love to get you on a longer interview, but we'll wait and see.
Well,
But
let's figure that out. All right. Nice talking to you.
congratulations on everything, and say hi to Henry for me. I'm a big
I
fan.
shall. All right. Bye.
Bye-bye.